Art and humanity. Art is more because it is unconstrained. A great being once said that our final freedom is to choose how we face the inescapable. But art shows us that there is infinitely more because our ability to dream is infinite. Art is the way to make dreams last. Last long enough to never be forgotten. Art is not just the books we write or the paintings we paint. It is not just the marble sculpture that breathes. Art is the extension of dreams. And yet it is also found in the way we live our lives. How we triumph over the sickened bullies by not becoming the snarling beasts that they are. How we become unbreakable by ignoring the simpler wrong and taking the much harder right. And how our awe for great beings teaches us not to kneel, but to rise even higher. And though a broken school can do its best to dull curiosity, its source within us is unending. It is not just the majestic choice, but the very mechanics of being human. If you follow each step with another, you cannot be helped but to travel unlimited roads. If you add one profound book to another, you cannot help but to become wiser than both. And above all, when our paths overwhelm us, we become greater to continue on our way. So as long as we reject all that does not do us justice, we cannot help but to rise. All that has added up to make humanity better was conceived of by ordinary humans and our extraordinary powers. Each generation learns from the art of the previous, art inspired by all that is good across all human history. We must remind the little ones that they are meant to become great beings, that in the absence of real schools, they have to become the teachers. And we have to remind them that poverty is not a fault of theirs, but like all the other wrongs, an error to be repaired. To the little ones belongs the world. We have to remind them that they are meant to grow all the way up.